Like many hospitals over the last year or so, Moorfields Eye Hospital in London has had to change the way it works to ensure that patient care is COVID secure. Now Moorfields is reaching out to visually impaired patients to feedback on the services they have received over the last year or so from the hospital. I am now joined here on RNIB Connect Radio by Mark Redhead and Irene Ekashay from Moorfields to explain a little bit more about the project. Hello, Mark and Irene.
Hi, Toby. Hi.
Firstly, Mark, could you outline how the services have changed at Moorfields over the last year or so in line with all the COVID restrictions?
Yes, I think there's been significant changes. And if I think back to March last year and compare it with where we are now and what we're planning, the world looks very different. And I'm sure all of your listeners will have lots of COVID experiences as well. During the pandemic, we've made sure that services were kept going, even though some were paused, to make sure that access is maintained for those that have the most acute or urgent sight-threatening conditions. As well as this, we've had a focus on keeping people safe with COVID social distancing. But as well as the changes, there have been many innovations too. So we had expansion of our online services, especially for accident and emergency. We've also developed diagnostic hubs, one example being at Hoxton, which has improved, we hope, the patient experience. So many of these changes we want to build into how we deliver care in future. So we're asking for people's experiences and stories of these so we can tailor it around what our patients need most. We decided that there's so much change going on in our external environment, we want to make sure that our strategy is fit for what we need to be doing now and for the next 5 years.
Mark, you've obviously outlined the things that you're looking for at the moment. And I just wondered, are you looking at the whole service that people receive from Moorfields?
Yes, completely. There's no barriers on what we want to hear from people about. We're looking for stories and whole experiences. And I contrast that with feedback. It's slightly different and a subtle distinction. And maybe Irene can say a little bit more about that. But as I said, it's to inform our strategy refresh with changes to the operating environment like COVID. We're preparing for our move to St Pancras in partnership with UCL and Moorfields Eye Charity. And we're also preparing more NHS-wide system working too. Maybe the system-wide working is a bit more of a kind of what's underneath the bonnet of your car engine. So I'm not sure how much patients need to know about that particularly, but we are looking to improve things as part of the normal way we go about setting our strategy. And we're willing, indeed welcome, hearing about anything that patients want to tell us about.
Irene, you've been helping out with this project, and I believe you're also a patient at Moorfields as well. Could you sort of maybe outline a few key points that people have already given feedback on?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's been really wonderful to see the stories coming in. And what we have specifically asked is for people to tell us about a time when their experience of care or the service that they've received or the clinic that they visit, either as a one-off or on a regular basis, has kind of been working really well. So what we're trying to do from that is learn from what's going well so that we can build on that and sort of take that into the future, as it were, as part of the strategy. The biggest things that we're hearing about from patients are unsurprising, I'm sure, to patients like me. So the sort of biggest thing that we're hearing from the stories that we've had so far is about the importance of that sort of care, kindness and empathy shown towards patients, the way that they're made to feel as individuals with different and unique personal circumstances. And that's come through in lots of different ways, from people talking about the nurse that holds their hand as they're going into their eye surgery, to, you know, the rapid diagnostics and things like that. Some of the innovations that have come through as part of Moorfields kind of COVID emergency planning that Mark just mentioned a little while ago. But yeah, those are the kinds of things we're hearing at the moment. But what we want to do is hear from more people about those stories and experiences. It's actually a really exciting opportunity for patients to help shape the future direction of the hospital that means so much to those of us with visual impairment.
And I know you've also given some support and feedback on the actual process that people go through for sending their feedback in. And it must have been really important to ensure that that process was accessible and as easy to do for somebody who was visually impaired.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've tried to pay great attention to that. So the form itself is a simple survey form with only 4 questions on it. And it should be accessible and straightforward to access via most screen readers. It fulfills that accessibility criteria. But we haven't just stopped there, of course. It's important for those who don't have digital access to still be able to communicate their story to us. So we have a phone line that's available to receive those stories. And we've also got sort of paper forms in clinics with some brilliant people in the Moorfields team sort of offering to note take that people's stories as well. So hopefully we're covering lots and lots of different bases to make sure that we hear not just from those with digital access, but also those without, and those with visual impairments, as well as those without them. So yeah, hopefully we've paid a lot of attention to that and made sure that everybody can contribute.
Mark, if people would like to share their experiences of care services they have received from Moorfields over the last year or so, and maybe continue to do so as a visually impaired patient, where can they go to find out more and share their experiences?
Yes, there's several ways of doing that. People can find out more on our website. And I do have a long link here, but I'm not going to read that. I think the best way of finding it is if you just go onto the Moorfields homepage and in the search box type future, then the link to the survey and all the information about it is available via that link. They can also go direct into the form, which is, we've got a short link for that, which I will just spell out for you. It's bit.ly/Moorfields stories, and Moorfields stories is capitalized and there's no spaces. So that's how you can get to it over the internet. And as Irene said, if you want to tell us your story over the phone, you can do that and we'll call you back to arrange a time. And that number is 020-7521-4661.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Mark and Irene from Moorfields, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Toby.
Thank you very much.